I'm Joshua Rivers, and I'm always hungry for more sneakers.
What's up? I'm Kyrie Carson, and I'm thirsty for more sneakers.
And I'm Gabron Pierce, and my appetite for sneakers is muy pequeño, which means very small.
The people who thirst the most are called sneakerheads.
I feel like you have probably would have a certain amount of pair for you to be qualified as a sneakerhead.
Jay is one of the main sneakerheads in our school.
I don't think if you have like 10 pairs of kicks, you a sneakerhead. I feel like the least you will probably need to be a sneakerhead. I would say like 30, at least 30. Because I know a lot of people have, you know, 15, 20. Like, I'm used to that. You know, I want to see a number I'm not used to. Like, me, I have 60. I'm shocked.
It's more than just how many you have. You got to know your shoes. Sneakerheads have their own terms. Like a hypebeast. That's a person who just wants the shoes that everyone else has. A follower. And there's also Neckbreakers, Diaz, VNDS, Heat.
What? I need a dictionary.
My friend Tenzo will break it down for you.
Like DS, sneakers is dead stock. It's something that's factory laced and untouched. Oh, that's a neck breaker, meaning you'll just break your neck because of the exclusivity of the shoe.
Teenagers will wait in line for days for retro Jordans. Or quick strike sneakers. That usually means an hour after they release the shoe, they're gonna be sold out. Kyrie, did you wait online before?
Yeah, for the royal blue ones.
So what happened?
I waited online outside of House of Hoops from 5 in the afternoon to 8 something in the morning.
I hope it was worth it.
Well, I was in the second group to go in the store, and they already sold out.
Wow, that's crazy. And you didn't even get the sneakers, Kyrie.
To me, the sneaker companies want to see a chain reaction. First, people wait overnight, so other people think they're rare. Then everyone wants more. It's sort of like bullying the consumer into having that lust for something special.
The manufacturer is treating me like a junkie. The manufacturer's stringing me out. Let me buy my shoes, manufacturer, instead of, you know, releasing a small amount, you know, having me walk around like a zombie, like The Walking Dead.
Dallas Penn is a 40-something-year-old sneaker collector. He's a funny, cool guy. He calls himself a sneaker fiend.
In my collection right now, I have approximately 400 pairs of sneakers. I've actually sold in the last year over 100 pairs. I don't cook, so I have sneakers in my refrigerator.
The day we met him, Dallas had on some blue six rings. Truthfully, they're not all that. He should have brought some heat out of the refrigerator that day. Come on, Dallas. Come on, let us feel the sun.
But when you talk about total hours collecting sneakers, you're talking about the time. Are you talking about the dreams that I've had about a sneaker?
You can include that.
Okay.
Then
I would have to say every waking moment for the last 30 years. All right, give or take a few moments where I thought about food.
Whoa. I never realized how serious people were about sneakers. I like them, but you guys think about them too much. Why are you guys so into sneakers?
It's a hobby for me.
Yeah, me too. They give you a cool look.
I feel good that most people don't have the sneakers I have.
It's just a bunch of little things that makes a sneaker beautiful. The design, the shape, the form, and the colorway. That's the combination of colors. Like, black and red is the bread colorway for Jordan. Blue and green is the Sprite colorway for Nike. And designers do unique things to grab attention.
Yeah, I had some Jeremy Scotts with gorillas on them. Every time I wore them, people came up to me like, hey, where you get those?
Not Jeremy Scotts. He's the one who designed that racist pair of sneakers. They were purple and orange with plastic chains attached to shackles that go around your ankles. Basically, they look like slave shoes.
How do they look like slave shoes?
They have shackles on them.
We showed our friend Tenzin a picture of the sneaker and asked him what he thought.
Retro, jail, and a little creative.
The designer says he based the shoe off a toy monster who wore chains.
Yeah, whatever. To me, it felt like the sneakers were going to be marketed to African-American men. And they'd wind up walking around with chains on their ankles and not even notice the message.
It don't look racist to me at all. It just looked like a dog chain.
But if you had a chance to get these shoes, would you buy them?
I mean, if it was under two, I would spend on them, but not three, nah.
Two something is an average price for something cool, but not special. That's not an option with these kicks because Adidas canceled them.
You might be surprised to know that even though I'm not a sneakerhead, I would still spend up to $300 on a pair of sneakers I wanted. That's just what some sneakers cost.
Sometimes I work hard to get my kicks, but most times I just sneak up on my mom when she's sleeping and ask her for the money.
Do you like buying sneakers?
No. Get off my legs, boy.
How often do you buy sneakers?
I don't want to buy none. Every 2 months.
What do you think when I ask for sneakers?
I wish this boy get out of my face.
My mom, when she said no, she was just prioritizing. But hold on, wait a minute. It's been more than 2 months since I bought new sneakers. Time to ask for some new LeBrons.
I'm from a big family. I have 4 sisters and a brother. And, you know, my mom was like single mom. Designer sneakers wasn't her priority.
Chantel is an artist and an ex-sneakerhead.
You know, when you grow up and you don't have a lot of money, you know the price of everything.
I know what she's talking about. I can tell how much someone's sneakers cost with a quick look.
And you know that sneakers are kind of expenses. And sneakers then have a lot more value because they're something that you kind of have to work a little harder for, or they're something that you have to obtain. So when you wear sneakers, then you're wearing some kind of status or some kind of, you know, it gives you more value in a way. And especially when your sneakers are fresher and cleaner and then newer.
Remember the sneaker collector, Dallas Penn? Sneakers are his number one priority.
And the reason why I'm a sneaker fiend is because sometimes I will buy sneakers in lieu of dealing with some other priorities I have in my life, like a phone bill. I mean, I've done that before. I've bought sneakers instead of paying my light bill. And I've had to sit in my apartment under candlelight. But I needed those sneakers so really bad.
Sneakers over electricity? It doesn't make sense.
I don't think it's crazy to spend all your money on something you love. But I don't want to be like that. Why would I want to spend my last money on something so I couldn't pay my light bills?
It's all about prioritizing. I mean, what are sneakers worth to you guys?
If I had $1,000, I'd spend $600 or $700 on sneakers. And it's definitely worth bugging my mom for more kicks.
And it's definitely worth bugging my mom for.
Yeah, if I had $1,000, right now I'd spend $250 on sneakers or games or whatever and save the rest for college.
Dallas and the other sneaker fiends will definitely spend it all on more sneakers.
Listen, honestly, we're going to go broke. I mean, you guys, you're never going to be able to start your 401k, your retirement fund, buying sneakers. Listen, my retirement fund, I don't have one. If I die, they're going to just have to sell my sneakers to maybe get me a coffin, or maybe just put my sneaker boxes together to make one big coffin for me.
Hey, Dallas, save me a spot next to you, but I'm going to need more sneakers if I'm going to die like Dallas. For WNYC Radio Rookies, I'm Joshua Rivers.
And I'm Kyrie Carson.
And I'm Gabron Pierce.